Hey, Charles, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Another day in paradise, brother. What can I say, man? Thank you for asking, though. Charles, I'm going to try to be, straight to the point here with you. I hope you're okay with that. I like to be mindful of people's time, right? I'll provide you the pricing and the service that's included.
Perfect.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I don't, the whole sales pitch, I like to skip through that.
That's good. You don't want to waste anybody else's time or yours.
Yeah. You know what? It's one of those things where, hey, man, if the price is right and, you know, I want to be a part of that, first page of Google, go ahead and sign me up. If it's not something that I like, you know, have a nice day and, hey, no harm feelings, you know, no hard feelings, and everybody goes their own way. So, Charles, AMP Construction, if you don't mind me asking, what exactly do you specialize in?
We specialize in kitchen, basement, bathroom remodels, and then we go from there pretty much. I mean, we do additions, full house renovations.
Okay, so you're doing ADUs, is that correct?
I'm sorry, can I hear you?
I said you guys are also doing ADUs?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Perfect. And I'm assuming then you have a crew, right, brother? You have a help?
Yes. I have in-house and I have very reliable subs that I've been using for many years.
Excellent. Okay, that's what... And, you know, just to be very straight to the point with you, Charles, are you guys in a position right now, if you guys were to start getting calls from the Google platform, are you guys open to take on new clients?
Oh, absolutely. Always.
Okay. Well, you'll be surprised. Sometimes companies are booked out 3 or 4 months, and that's not who we're looking to work with right now. We're looking to work with companies that are open and have availability to take on new customers because, you know, we know that once you hit that first page of Google under the business local map section, people get quite busy there. So anyhow, what we have to offer, Charles, is positioned within that first page that became available. I'm reading through Terrace notes. I know you asked, hey, can I just call Google and do this myself? I promise you, if that was the case, brother, we wouldn't be in business for 20 years. People would just say, no, man, screw that. Why am I going to pay you guys if I can do it myself?
I thought that had something to do with the, like, the Google ad, like signing up with, like, the Google ads and stuff.
No. Yeah, the ads,
paying
I mean, yeah, if you're a company who can afford the ads, right, I mean, it's not a bad idea, but, you know, when you...
It's so expensive for no reason.
Right. When you got to pay $50 for every time somebody just clicks on your ad, that gets expensive really quick. So what we're offering is to put AMP Construction LLC right along aside of your competitors that are also paying to be first options within the business local map section. You have NJ1 Team General Remodeling LLC, 5-Star Construction, CRG Storm Contractors, Central Jersey Renovators, MJ Top One Construction, Magnolia, American Platinum Remodeling, New Jersey Building, and there was one more that showed up here for me, Green Mountain Builders. So, not sure if you heard of any of
absolutely. I used to do business with one of the guys.
Oh, did you really? Okay.
Yeah, horrible.
That's a little ironic.
Yeah. Well, he's in my territory. I used to do a lot of work for him for a couple of years and then he's one of those guys, he subs everything out and I don't know how he does it.
Well, I'll tell you one of the major resources is being on part of that first page of Google. That's what keeps him busy and, you know, keeps him with money in his pocket. I mean,
yeah, no,
I can tell.
He gets the calls, but he's one of those guys that never finishes the project, and pretty much he'll get right to, like, you know, midway to half, you know, three quarters of the way done, and then the people are like, hey, you've been in my house for 2 years, you got to go.
Yeah, that's not very promising,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it's hard. It's I don't know how he's still in business the way that he runs it, but it's crazy. Yeah, I figured he was the guy. I figured he would be paying for one of these things.
Yeah, so that's how he's generating, not only him, everybody on that first page. I mean, here's the bottom line, Charles. When you're on that first page of Google, I mean, doesn't matter where, as long as you're on that first page, I mean, the pie is big enough to go around because there's just thousands of people that navigate the platform of Google. So, I mean, everyone that's on there, they stay busy, right? One of the things that we are able to render is putting your company on that first page. Okay, so we would be putting you right alongside of your competitors on there. Okay, and then secondly, do you have a website for the company yet, or not something you've done yet?
Yeah, no, I actually just got it a little bit revamped last month, so it's there.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Okay. That definitely helps if you already have your website. I don't know if Tara told you, but as far as the pricing goes, that helps quite a bit because it allows us to reduce the rate for you since you already have your own domain. You know, we don't have to build one or, you know, we'll just get that website, listed on Google. Now, how about,
I'm on Google right now. I mean, my business, like I have the whole Google business page and everything. I set that up pretty much, you know, as best as I can. So, I mean, I'm on there. I don't know if I'm popping up on top or anything like that. So,
yeah. So here's the thing, and anybody can list themselves on Google, right? Anyone can create a Google business profile and put their company on Google, right? The thing is that in order to find your company, you have to type in exactly your company name, Charles. You're not under any keywords. Does that make sense? And nobody's going to go on Google and put Am Construction LLC. You know, people go on Google. Yeah. They go on there.
I check my traffic every month, and I do have a decent amount of traffic, but it usually ends there. I don't get, like, messages or calls after the traffic, you know, after I get the look at pretty much at my profile.
Okay, gotcha. So what we would do is that we're gonna list you under all the correct keywords for, you know, as long as it's a service that you provide, right? Whether it's electric, whether it's flooring, whether it's kitchen and bathroom remodeling, drywall, siding, whatever you do. We're going to list you on Google under those words, and that's how Amp Construction is going to pop up when anybody types in those words. Okay? And then secondly, I mean, yes, you'll be right alongside of your buddy there, which I think that's going to be even more ironic when he sees you there, like, hey, man, what are you doing here?
Can I make sure I get a position right above his?
Hey, man. He's trying to get us in trouble, huh? Like, hey. Hey, let me pay you a little bit more. Let me just beat this guy, you know.
Yep.
Right. Now, how about any social media, Charles? Are you on any social media platform?
Yeah, I just started that up too. I have that all linked up. It's linked up with my website and everything too. I think I linked it to my Google page as well. Maybe one of them, but I have Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, all right. The reason that I ask is that Google works hand by hand with Meta. I'm sure you're familiar with Meta. Meta is who operates Facebook, IG, TikTok, right? So we work directly with Facebook because we notice that, you know, statistic-wise, that's where the platform that generates quite a bit of work for our customers. So what we would do is that we would promote the Facebook page that you have already, and then we would run ads on Facebook for Amp Construction, and that's already included within the service. Okay. The other platforms that we would list you on is Yelp and Apple. We have an agreement with them, so we would also list you on Apple for anyone that uses their iPhone to do searches. You would be listed on there as well. Okay. I don't think I'm sorry. Go ahead, Charles.
Oh, I was saying anything.
No, I said, I don't know if I asked you, are you open for commercial work as well, or you're just doing residential? I'm sorry, I don't know if I asked you that.
You didn't, but I'm pretty much residential.
Residential, okay.
I dabble with commercial,
okay.
But I like to promote it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay, no worries. All right, bear with me here one quick second. All righty. All right, so the pricing, I'm pulling that up. I'm looking for the adjustments because you already have your own domain. So the pricing is actually quite a bit less for you. So let me pull that up. Okay, so the pricing is actually...
Okay.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. I'm listening.
What was the name of your guys' company again?
Local Splash. You should have got a text message with my info and the company information. Let me see here.
I think I did that. No, I did get a text message. Hold on. Mario? Yeah, Local Splash. Okay, gotcha. Yep.
You pronounced my name like my Xbox used to. He was from New York. And he would always say Mark, just like you said it right now, Mario. And I would always tell him, Roger, my name is Mario, like the Super Nintendo game. He's like, yeah, whatever, Mario.
Mario. Yeah. I'm right across the bridge from New York, so.
Yeah, right.
It's just like how we talk.
No, it's all good, man. I'm born and raised here in California, so it's a little bit different, man.
Yeah, a little different. I've been out to California. It's way, way different than out here.
You know what? I've never been. I mean, I'm calling you from our corporate headquarters here, with where Google's at as well in California, and I've never been out to New York, man. I mean, I definitely gotta go. I mean, it's one of the places I want to visit, man. Never been out to New York, so definitely gotta try it out.
Yeah,
all right,
definitely come out here in the warmer months because it gets really, really, really cold around this time of year.
Gotcha. Okay. So the pricing for you, Charles, is actually reduced quite a bit, brother. It's actually an interesting pricing here for since you have your domain. It's $299 a month. There is a one-time $99 setup charge, but that's all across the board for new clients to put their companies on that first page of Google. You pay $99, but you only pay that the first month. So opposed to the $549, which is the normal pricing, because you have your own domain, the pricing for you is $299 a month, and there's no contract, Charles, which means that you have the right to stop the service at any time. But, I mean, being a straight shooter with you, brother, I don't think that you're going to want to stop the service if we're keeping you busy, you know, because that's the bottom line, right? I mean, if we're generating work and, you know, keeping you busy, I mean, that's what Google does on that first page. So, but because it's not a contract, you have the right to stop that service at any time. Okay. Now, okay, here, let me make a note here of something right here quick. Now, Charles, right now you are open for new clients, correct? And I'm sorry I'm asking that again. The system just prompted me.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Sorry to ask that again, brother. Okay.
There you go.
All right. And what's your last name, Charles?
Chirapathy. It's Chira, S like it Frank, E, S like Sam, I.
I got to tell you something, Charles, and I'm not, don't want to jump off topic here, but I've been doing this for many years, and I've dealt with thousands of last names. This is the first time I come across, I can't even pronounce it.
The word card. Yeah, it's Italian. It's Chirapathy.
Chirapathy. Oh, and it does sound Italian. How's your Espanol, Charles? A lot of the words that you guys use are also like similar to Spanish. You speak any Spanish?
Nah, I don't even speak Italian, man.
Okay.
when my great grandparents came from Sicily, they wanted to become Americanized, so they didn't teach anybody the Italian.
Wow. Okay. No worries. Do you have an email address, Charles?
Yeah, it's ampconstructionllc@gmail.com.
Okay. Ampconstructionllc gmail.com. Okay. Now, the 723, 734, 1288 number, is that a number that you want listed on Google where the customers can call you, or do you have a separate number that you want to list on there?
No, that's the business number.
Okay, perfect. Now, what days and what times, Charles, that you wanted to show on Google that AMP Construction is able to take calls from customers?
Tuesday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. No Mondays, no Sundays. I like that schedule. Okay.
Yep.
Tuesdays
Sundays
through Saturdays.
I used to do Mondays too, but now that I have kids, I need Mondays, a week, a business day open for doctor's appointments and all that good stuff, you know?
Gotcha. What times did you say? I missed the times. Tuesday through Saturday.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
8 to 5, okay. And then how far outside of Avenue are you willing to travel for clients, Charles?
I'm typically going within like I'm probably about one, two, three. So about a 15-mile radius, excluding New York, because New York will definitely pop up if you do just like a radius circle. Everything Jersey only though.
Okay, let me put a note on that. So 15 miles around, excluding New York. Okay.
Yeah, I'm literally right across the bridge from Staten Island. It takes me like 7 minutes to get there, but I don't go out there.
When you came to California, where in Cali did you come to?
I was staying in Dana Point.
Oh, okay. Did you like it out here?
Yeah, actually I did. It was interesting. I liked it a lot, actually. I was thinking about moving out there at that point. It was pretty dope. I liked it.
Nice. Okay. That's what I think too, man. What if I go over there and I want to move out there?
Over here is cool. It's definitely a whole different vibe. I mean, you get the only thing I don't like the winter seasons. It gets brutal out here. But the summer months and when it's nice out, it's awesome. The beaches are awesome. Definitely nice when the weather's nice.
Now the Facebook page that you have, Charles, is it AMP Construction LLC as well?
Yeah, .com.
Okay.
Wait. Oh.
No, that's
sorry.
Facebook.
I thought you said website. the Facebook. Yeah, everything is AMP Construction LLC. Yep.
Okay, and then the website, ampconstructionllc.com, obviously. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. All right, bear with me one second. I'm almost done here, brother. I do need to create a password for the account. Charles, this is in case you ever give us a ring or we call you, or if you ever wanted to make any changes on that Google platform. I have three questions to ask. You can choose one. Whatever answer you give me, that's going to be the password to access the account. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
You do mother's maiden name. It's Tooker, T-O-O-K-E-R.
T-O-O-K-E-R, okay. All right, keep in mind that Tooker is going to be the password to the account, so if you wanted ever to let anyone else have access to this account, remember, they have to have that password to access the account. Okay. And then you do have access to appconstructionllc@gmail.com, I'm assuming.
Yes, that is the business email. Yep.
Okay, perfect. You'll get the confirmations and all the everything in writing once we get this pushed through. One second here, they're going to come to your email, and then you'll also get them to your phone via text message. Bear with me here one quick second.
I also have a question for you, too.
No, go ahead, brother. Yep.
About, I know you said something that you guys like integrate, like with the Facebook and the ads or stuff like that, and you also
do
Apple and Yelp. So I just actually, a couple weeks ago, I just started to create my Yelp page, but I have not
finished it entirely. I would have to do that for you guys to maximize what you do.
No. Our IT department will take over from there, brother. Just give them the information, and they'll handle it on their end.
Okay.
Yeah. A matter of fact, that was my next question to you. You will get a call from our IT guys. You know, these are the guys that are, you know, I mean, I'm sure you know what the IT department is. I mean, they're our computer genius.
Yeah.
They're the guys that are going to put you on Google, put the website of yours on Google, do the Apple, do the Yelp. What time do you have available? Because I have two slots open for the evening today, or they can call you tomorrow morning. I do have, let's see here. I have a 4 p.m. and a 5 p.m. today, or we can do tomorrow morning, whatever works best for you.
How long does it usually take?
It would normally take, I want to say, roughly about 30 minutes. You know, they gather keywords, you know, and all that other fun stuff. So it takes about 30 minutes.
All right, 4 o'clock today should be fine.
4 o'clock. Okay, 1 second. Okay, bear with me 1 second here. Let me go ahead and lock that into their calendar. So you lived in New Jersey your entire life, Charles?
Yes.
Okay. So you're used to the cold weather, right? You know what? I don't know anything about New Jersey. The only thing I know is what I've seen on TV, which was Jersey Shore.
Yeah. I mean, there is that part. It's not like that anymore, really. I mean, it might be. I'm older now, so I don't know what the younger kids are doing now. But it's not as I don't think it's as reckless as it used to be.
Oh, gotcha. How old are your kids, brother? I'm only saying that because I'm a dad too.
3 and 7 months.
Oh man, I remember those days, brother. You know, sometimes I wish they went back to those days, honestly. You know, I got a 17-year-old and a 14-year-old, and, you know, they're both girls.
Wow.
You know, so they, you know, they tend to give me sass sometimes from here and there, you know, so I tell them.
I can imagine them already getting the sass.
Yeah, you know, exactly. You know, and it's crazy because then I was, when they were little, sometimes I was like, man, I wish you guys were older so I can go out with your mom and do things, and now that they're older, believe me. Oh, man. So enjoy those times, brother.
I wish you guys were younger again.
Yeah.
I know. It's definitely – it's hard. It's hard trying to, you know, separate – like, I can't do anything with my wife. Like, we probably – since they were born, we probably went out, like, twice for, like, lunch, you know, real quick.
Yeah.
You know, that's about it.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
Exactly. I know exactly what you're referring to. Absolutely, man. So 7 months, you just had a baby, huh? That's awesome.
Yep.
You got a boy and a girl, or two boys, two girls?
Yeah, older one's a girl, and then the younger one's a boy.
Yeah, see, I wanted a boy, man. That's what I was hoping for. I just didn't have the guts to try number three, because I was like, what if it's another girl? I'd rather not.
If you do the IVF or IVI, whatever, you can choose.
okay. That's interesting.
A lot of people are doing that. You know, they pretty much put it all together in a lab and say, okay, you got 6 boys and 3 girls here. Which one you want?
That's crazy, man. That's. Wow, we've come a long way, I'll tell you that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Charles. There's two ways to taking care of that the monthly service charge. You can either pay with a company card, or you can pay with a personal debit card. Which did you want to use?
I'm going to do company debit card.
Okay. Now, the card, because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, we have to make sure that it matches exactly what the card says, or our system will reject it. So the card, does it say AMP Construction LLC, or just Charles Chiraffi?
It has both of them on the card, so I think you're better off putting the AMP Construction LLC.
Okay, perfect. Is there a comma right next to AMP Construction on the card, or no comma?
No comma.
No comma.
And this rate that you're giving me, this is pretty much like the lowest rate you guys offer for this kind of servicing.
Yeah, for the service that we offer, yeah, absolutely, Charles. And then if you compare it to anyone else, I mean, it's actually not bad because you're getting a discounted rate right now. And we're going to lock you in into that $299 monthly. But I mean, believe you me when I tell you this, I mean, once you're on that first page and everything gets squared away, I mean, it's going to pay for itself, man. So don't even worry about that portion of it. You know?
And how long does it take for me to get up on that first page?
That's a great question, right? So, the first platforms, like you're going to see yourself listed, within the ads running on, Facebook, the Apple, the Bing, those platforms, you'll be listed on there within 7 to 14 days. To get the company listed on the first page of Google, when you'll see yourself on there, Google gives us a time frame, that it could take 30 to 45 days. But I mean, you have your LLC already. So that help us get you pushed through because Google just wants to make sure that you're a legit company, right? That you're an actual business that we can put up on that first page. So normally we have to follow guidelines through Google that say anywhere that it can take up to 30 to 45 days. But I mean, I've been doing this long enough. We normally get that done, you know, quite a bit sooner than that, but I have to follow Google's guidelines and tell you that. But like I said, normally that's for companies that are not completely registered yet and so forth. Companies that have a DBA and LLC, it makes it a lot easier for us to get you verified, because you already are registered. So, you know, again, you know, you'll be up there and running.
I would be paying this starting immediately, even though they're not up and running yet.
Yeah. Well, that you're paying the $299 for our IT guys. They're going to start. I mean, it's not like we're just going to, hey, pay $299 and we're just going to suck our thumb. I promise you it's not like that, Charles. As soon as you pay that $299. Yeah. I mean, it's not like you're not paying just $299 for us just to sit on it. I promise that's not the case. I mean, it takes quite a bit of back-end work to get you on that first page. I mean, if it wasn't that hard, okay, I promise you that every company would be on there. But that's why there's only select few that get to be on that first page.
Okay.
All right. Is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express? What type of card is it, Charles?
Visa.
Okay. Visa starts with number 4 whenever you're ready, brother.
Okay. It is 4085.
Okay.
4040.
Okay.
2695.
Okay.
3269.
69. Okay. Expiration date?
0629.
0629, and then the last thing is something called a CC code, which will be the last 3 behind the card.
Yeah, it's 800.
800. Okay, bear with me 1 second while I verify that the card you provided is a valid one. And then what is the billing address that's attached to this card, Charles?
It is 97 North Maple Street.
Okay.
In Avenel.
Okay. 1 second. Okay. I have a zip code that popped up for me. 07001.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Bear with me here 1 quick second. So how long did you work for this other guy? The other, I forgot the company name that you had told me. The one that's on the first page.
The American Platinum Remodeling.
Yeah. How long
you
worked?
Subbed for him.
Oh, you were
for
subbing
probably,
for him. Okay.
Yeah, well, his whole business is sub-based. He only has, like, him and, like, one other guy. He doesn't work. He doesn't get his hands dirty. He's literally the face of the company that goes, does all the estimates and collects the checks, and that's all he does.
That's crazy how he doesn't do the jobs, you know? I find that quite different than most.
He honestly, he doesn't even know half of the construction business. Like, he has no idea how half of the things are done. He's a very, very personable, like, he was very good at talking to customers, getting the jobs, you know, he comes, he's big, big, you know, gym guy, comes all nice, clean cut, well dressed, smells good, you know, gets the job, collects his checks, and that's it. And then, you know, pretty much that's all he did. And then he had like, his brother would like go around and stop by the job, make sure they're getting done. And
he's never out on the field.
No. Like, he would stop by just to take a look, but he doesn't even know what the heck he was looking at half the time.
Hey, does he know as construction?
Yeah.
That's gonna, yes, you know what? Does. I mean, I'm not trying to stir the pot here, but it's just gonna be a little, I think you're gonna get a little courtesy call, like, once we get you up there and be like, hey man. So you figured it out, huh?
I would love that. I would love that. That'd be awesome. It's actually fun because I actually know him like personally. Like my wife used to work with his wife for a long time, so that's how me and him met. And then and I had to stop working for him. He had a problem. He's the guy that robs Peter to pay Paul kind of guy. Like he would get his next check from the next job, but then use that to pay the previous jobs. You know, like he was always behind. I don't know how the heck he's still in business, honestly. I have no idea.
Well, I can tell you this much. I mean, at least I can speak on the Google end side of things. I mean, he gets quite a bit of revenue coming in from being on that first page. So, I mean, that's one of the things.
Yeah, no, definitely. I checked his stuff out just to see like where, like, because I wanted to see like where he was at, you know, like he's got a substantial amount of reviews. I can tell you probably 75% of them are probably fake.
That's horrible, man. That's horrible.
He's definitely paying. I can tell you that he's definitely paying services like this and doing, you know, paying services to get him reviews and to do his social media, because he doesn't do any of that stuff himself. He doesn't know anything. He just pays people to do all that stuff. And it just get me the job so I can get that first check.
Right.
You know?
Man, that's insane. Well, yeah. Rose, I do have to read you our disclosure. This is pretty quick. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason behind this, we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement. And as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to clarify anything for you. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. It's also going to outline the service that you'll receive with Local Splash, and it serves as a protection for you. To make sure that I have everything correct on my end, can you please state the name of the company?
AMP Construction, LLC.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
Carl Serapisi, owner.
Thank you very much. And you are an authorized party to enter this service on behalf of AMP Construction, LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing credit card that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Charles, we do ask that you are also involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yeah.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash here alongside with Google, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward. So keep that in mind as of today. We will be the company representing you on that first page of Google. Your payment will be processed today, February 5th. Keep in mind that you got the discounted rate of $299 opposed to the original pricing of $549. So every month for you is going to be honored at $299. The only thing that you do pay today is the setup charge that is paid all across the board for new clients. So total today with the setup fee is $398. Every single month moving forward after this month is $299. Keep in mind also, Charles, that this is not a contract. It's a service month to month. So you hold the right to stop the service at any time if you're not satisfied. Okay. Obviously, we don't think that's going to be the case, but it's our job to let you know that you have that right. Okay.
Okay.
We ask that if you did want to do that, you can give us a call at our customer service number. I can either text you that number, Charles, or I can read it off to you, whatever you prefer.
You just texted me.
Okay. Well, you know what? You actually have it already. When I text you my information, the one that says Mario, that's that same number. That's our customer service line. Okay. All righty. Okay. Bear with me here. Yeah. Bear with me here one quick second. You're going to start getting text messages and you're going to start getting emails in about maybe one or two minutes to be exact, Charles. There's going to be one particular email that you're going to receive that's going to be your invoice. That email does have a portion on there that requires you to fill it out. It's really, really brief. It just says that you give us permission to call or text you and that the credit card and information you gave me today is correct. If you have a minute or two, I can help you get that filled out. Or if you want, I just tell you how to do it and you can do it yourself. But normally, I like to help the clients that I work with because that way when you get a call from the IT guys tomorrow, they're going to ask you to do it. So that'll save you about 10 or 15 minutes. So I don't know if you're looking at your emails right now. Like I said, I can walk you through it. It's pretty quick.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to buy you some time tomorrow, brother. That way you don't have to be on the phone with these guys for more than what you have to.
Well, it's today at 4, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm glad you said something. I put it for tomorrow at 4.
today at 4 would be perfect.
Today at 4, hold on. Let me change that because you wouldn't have got a call today. You'd be getting a call tomorrow, and you'd be like, hey, Mario, what the hell's wrong with you, man? I said today. Okay,
you're good. You're good. Yeah. If today at 4 is available, yeah. So
hold on. I just changed that. Yeah, so today at 4. So you would have gotten already, it's showing me here that the first email, because you're going to get quite a bit of them, but it's showing me that the first one already went through, and that's the one you need to open up. When you open it, it's your invoice. It's going to read, hello, Charles. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Let me know if you're reading that email, Charles.
Yeah, I got it. I see the invoice.
Right underneath that.
Set up the local bundle. Yep.
Uh-huh. What you're looking for is please click here to accept subscription terms. And it's in little blue letters.
Please. Yep, I see that. There's one thing here, too. Actually, I'm just looking at the invoice. I see that the Facebook ads is a separate line item. Is that an optional thing, the Facebook ads?
Yeah, I mean, the package that I gave you includes it. If we remove the Facebook ads, I mean, then we would have to originate to the original price, so I don't want to do that for you. Does that make any sense? Because it's part of the package deal. So I don't want to do that because it's going to end up being a little bit more than the $299. So it doesn't make sense for me to do that. But if you wanted to take it out, I can do that. But honestly, it just wouldn't make sense, Charles, if I'm being straight with you.
Well, if it's going to be more money by taking that out, that makes no sense at all. So
I know, but believe me, sometimes people are, you know, you got to cater to what people say, man. I can't, you know. So when you click on there, it's going to take you to a page that at the top it says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Yep.
Okay. What you're looking for is the bottom left. You're looking for your phone number.
Yes, that is there. That is correct.
Yes. So, you know, there's the little two boxes on there. It says you agree for us to send you SMS, which is another word for text message, that we can send that to your phone number when we need to. And the second box, that you are the authorized holder and the signer of the card that you provided, and then the information you gave us is complete and accurate. So once you click on those two little boxes underneath that, and what this is going to do, Charles, just so you know, it's going to give you access to our dashboard. The dashboard is where you're going to be able to see how many calls are being generated from Google, how many people are clicking on your GBP, which is your Google Business Profile. It gives you access to all the back end stuff that we're able to see. Okay? So right underneath that, you're going to see your name like three or four sentences under. It's going to say, you know, Charles. God, I still can't pronounce your last name. I'm sorry, buddy. Charles, and then your last name. And then it's going to give you a box there where you have to type in your name. Once you type in your name, you hit confirm signature. It's going to take you to another page, which is going to ask you for your password and username and credentials. Let me know. If you see that page, that means you did it correctly.
Yeah, I'm here with the username and password.
Okay, you're going to get those at 4 p.m., brother, from our IT guys. They're going to provide you with that information.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So everything that you had to do on your end, brother, it's all squared away. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to work with you here alongside with Google. I think you're going to be pretty happy, but, you know, aside from being happy, the purpose here is to be busy, you know, and that's what Google can do, you know, is keep you busy.
Okay.
And then let's put you right alongside of your of your buddy, you know. Welcome to the family, Charles. Be on standby for the phone call, please, at 4 p.m. You know, you'll get one of the IT guys to call you, and then they'll complete all the process to get the ball rolling.
Okay, cool. Hey, I got a question for you, too. I just got an email to get your Google business profile verified. Google needs the below-mentioned information and saying tools or equipment, work vehicle, and with license plate.
That's the IT guys will go over that. Like I said, you have the business registered with an LLC, so it's a lot easier, brother. When there's companies that are not registered, Google requires a lot more from them, which they have to take like pictures of their truck. You know, they have to prove that they're a legit company. Again, you're a registered business already. So like I said, a lot of the things that are on here, they don't apply to you because first of all, you're on a fixed rate of $299. So it doesn't matter, you know, how many calls you get, how many leads you get, how many jobs you get. You're not paying one penny more than that $299. And the verification process is a little bit different with you, Charles. So, be mindful when you're reading some of these things because since we are Google partners, we offer many services that Google offers, like the Google guarantees, the Google ads. We can offer those services on behalf of Google. But you're not on that service. You are on a business local only service plan, which is unlimited calls and unlimited amount of leads.
Okay.
Okay. So, but everything is done on your end. Keep in mind, if you do have any other questions or concerns, you know, and I'm going to shoot you straight, man. Our IT guys, those guys are a lot smarter than I am when it comes to the back end stuff, you know, because they... They work directly with Google and they do all the computer work stuff. So if you did have any other questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to ask them. And also if you always, you want to reach out to me for whatever reason, I can also help you with the account, brother, to the furthest extent that I can. I'll be here to, help you out, man. But at the end of the day, like I said, man, what matters is that, you know, we get you up on that first page and that we keep you busy. And that's what we're, you know, that's our goal, man. You know, it's our goal is to have a long-term relationship with AMP Construction and keep you on that first page.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
No, thank you, Charles. Again, just do me a favor. Please don't miss that call at 4 o'clock. That way we don't have to do any rescheduling.
Okay.
Okay. So you're all set, brother. We'll talk to you at 4, man.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
All right, Charles. Have a good one now. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.